It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Senate Bill 136 would allow healthcare providers, facilities, and insurance providers deny service based on religious, moral, or ethical objections. State Senator John Molinar, a Republican representing Michigan's 36th district, is the bill's sponsor, and he joins us now. Senator, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me today.
So why do you believe this bill is necessary?
Well, I think what brought this all to light was when HHS put out their mandate and received a lot of pushback from different institutions who were providers of health care and were required to provide different services that they objected to, whether it be sterilization or birth control. That was many of the Catholic hospitals and providers that objected. And then you have the case of medical marijuana where doctors are being requested to prescribe a medical marijuana at a time when they may not believe that is the best treatment. I think it's important that we enable our healthcare providers to provide the best possible care, at the same time respect their rights of conscience.
What we're talking about are services that are legal, and if they are legal, why provide these protections for providers when really many people would say this should be focused on patient care and patient need?
Well, you're right, and we do provide for quality patient care. In case of an emergency, that would take preeminence over someone's conscience or religious liberties, and health care would be provided. In the case of a non-emergency, the patient would also receive care because there would be a referral process. This really specifies that, you know, in cases, for instance, when someone is asked to, pull the plug on a dying patient or remove, food and life-sustaining materials to someone who, and if that person, on the basis of their conscience, had already previously worked it out with an institution that they would not be required to perform that service, and their conscience would be protected.
Senator, why is the legislature the place for this to play out? We're talking about a bill that would override established professional standards in medicine with moral or religious beliefs.
Well, primarily because this is an area that we believe should be, policies should be in place prior to a conflict arising. And we believe this bill is a mechanism to encourage institutions to develop that. There are so many uncharted areas when it comes to, medical services, research, that more and more people are being asked by institutions to do something which they may not agree and would violate their conscience. And we believe it's better to address those at the front end with a policy rather than simply reacting to a situation as it comes up.
The Michigan Health and Hospital Association has said that this legislation elevates the status of employees above the needs of patients. If the medical community is concerned about the implications of this bill, as you go forward, what does that mean to you?
Well, I would say the medical community is not unanimous in this. In fact, the Family Physicians Association has come out in favor of the legislation and believe that this is an important way of protecting the religious liberties and conscience of medical providers. And so I can, there are differences of opinions, and it's important that hospitals have a policy in place. And what we're saying is that, if they do and it meets these criteria, they don't need to reinvent the wheel. However, if they don't have a policy in place, we believe it's better to address this on the front end rather than reacting when a situation is occurring.
As you're moving forward with this bill, do you have support within the Senate?
I believe I do. We've passed the legislation in the Senate in the last session. We're taking considerable testimony, working with healthcare providers and facilities to improve this legislation so that it's as user-friendly for hospitals and others. And so we're taking our time, but we believe we do have the support in the Senate and hope to continue to move it forward as we in the months ahead.
John Molinar is a Republican representing Michigan's 36th district, which includes Midland. Senator, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.